Greetings, everyone. This is Chiquitha, the Divinely Preserved Healer, and I'm back with another meditative moment. It doesn't matter when this message finds you, just know that it is for you. At this particular time of the recording, it is November the 5th, 2023, and it is the window within a matter of hours where we will fall back or turn back our clocks. That has led to a download that I want to share with you, and it's called Suffering is Optional. A few years ago, when I was going through my yoga teacher training, I remember doing a chakra meditation in which we would listen to a guided meditation by our yoga instructor, and then we would have our journals and we would immediately write whenever we were led to do so. And I can't remember exactly which chakra it was. If I went and found my journal, I could probably tell you the specifics, but it doesn't matter. Basically, the only thing I wrote on that piece of paper was three words, and it was suffering is optional. Now, that came back to my remembrance around September of this year, because September, according to my notes, because I was going to do a recording back then, September is called the National Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, which I had never heard of, and I had every intention of doing a whole series on suicide. But you know what? We're going into a season where a lot of people, especially here in the Northern Hemisphere, the seasons are changing. They're not being able to be active and go outside. The sun is going down. It's a time to kind of step back and allow your body to rejuvenate. It's a time when you can do some reflection. And so it's a time when this is a common area when seasonal affectiveness disorder or sad, it's a type of mood disorder or a type of depression in which people, their circadian rhythm changes because the seasons are also changing. A very close window to when people will go into what they call the winter blues. And so that can increase the thoughts or tendencies or concerns about suicide. So let me stop and say right now, if you are someone who is experiencing some type of suicidal thoughts or tendencies or patterns, please reach out to someone. That information will be included in the description. The remainder of this will be quite triggering for anyone who is dealing with any type of suicidal tendencies. So I ask you, please seek out for help. Please. Suffering is optional is in relationship to dealing with someone or something in your environment that you feel like you cannot get away from, you can't get over, you can't get through it. And I'm here to say that you can, and that there is something, an idea, a direction, an opportunity, there's something within your reach that you may not be able to really pull it out because you're so tormented by the perceived fear or outcome, or you know, looking at it through the natural eyes of what's going on in your life. I'm specifically talking about narcissistic environments, whether it's with family members, whether it's with in your workplace, whatever the case may be. There are narcissists everywhere. We all, to be honest, have some type of narcissistic tendencies, but there are some people who operate in that energy all day, every day. I mean, I don't care if they were a narcissist as a child, they're going to be a narcissist as an adult. And as chosen ones, sometimes we tolerate things from people that we shouldn't because our hearts get in the way and we want to help. And then there are some times when you start to learn how to guard your heart, how to protect yourself. Like I talked about in the last episode about forgiveness. If you haven't listened to that, go back and listen to that. But there comes a time when you need to protect yourself, when you need to guard your own heart, when you need to understand that the suffering that you're going through is something that you can see your way out of, and it doesn't mean taking your life. On that note, I heard a therapist say a long time ago, and I so resonate with this because my whole life has been dealing with narcissists, most recently in the workplace, where it is plenty of narcissists and even more flying monkeys. So if you know anything about the Jezebel spirit, then you'll know that Jezebel always has people around them that are their flunkies. These are the people who are not really getting much of a kickback, because Jezebel is the one who's getting like the big paycheck, but you're being the flunky that's doing the work. But anyway, she said, that therapist said, that there are four things that will happen to you when you're dealing with a narcissist. And this, well, keep in mind, suffering is optional. That's my topic. So number one, the first two deal with taking each other's lives, whether the narcissist takes your life or you take theirs. It could be self-defense, whatever the case may be. A narcissist is the type of person, and again, their flying monkeys are also involved in this, where they will sit there and push your buttons and push your buttons and push your buttons, and you can only take so much. I don't care how much of a saint you are, there's only so much torture, emotional, mental, physical torture that you're going to take. So if you're one of those people that's trying to sit through something and suffer through something, I'm here to tell you there's a way out, and it doesn't involve any type of violence. It doesn't involve anyone's losing their lives. But I'm trying to tell you that suffering is an option, because if you continue to sit in that situation, the other two options that that therapist said was, one, you're gonna wind up taking your own life, which is what I originally talked about earlier about the suicide, or you're going to suffer through something to the point that you're going to begin to see physical ailments show up in your own body. The body can only take so much of certain type of situations. There's one thing about something being an emergency, but it's another thing when that emergency just seems to last for months and weeks and years and decades. The body can only handle so much stress to the point that it will develop into diseases, emotional disorders, whereas anxiety, panic attacks, even worse, it can show up as cancer or some other type of malfunction where the body has suffered and dealt with something for so long. So I want to say to you that if you are someone who is in this particular boat and you're looking for that ray of hope, that ray of sunshine, I'm here to tell you, if you're listening to me, that Spirit has sent this message to let you know that there is another opportunity available to you. I mean, it's just a matter of changing your focus from whatever it is that you think, whatever the narcissist is doing, because they want attention. They really do want attention. And I want to read to you real fast some notes I took back in September. So I'm going to put the link to this guy's website. But when I was going through I've gone through several of these phases where, I mean, it's like the weight of the world is on your shoulders. And so this is a message to you to let you know that suffering is optional. Even though it may feel like it is forever and a day, there is a way out, and you just have to be mindful of it. You might need to practice some meditation, find something to help you get your mind off of whatever it is the narcissist is doing, and get your life back on track. But I want to share this with you because I was looking again, I was triggered by this during the September, which is Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. And I went back to remembering that suffering is optional statement I wrote down. But as I was searching on the internet for some answers for myself, I came across this quote, and it came from this guy's website named Andrew, HOLECEK.com. I don't want to butcher his name, but I want to read some quotes from his website, and I'll put the link for his website in the description as well. And I open quote, "Buddhism maintains that pain is an unattainable companion in life, but suffering doesn't need to be. Suffering is an inappropriate relationship to pain, and the path is largely about learning how to relate to pain properly and therefore ending our suffering," end quote. He goes on to say this, open quote, "Most adults who die by suicide with firearms almost always shoot themselves in the head. They believe that most people who take their own lives are not trying to kill themselves. They're trying to kill their suffering. Suffering is an inappropriate relationship to pain, a sad storyline appended to unwanted sensations, and those miserable narratives are generated in the head. The bullet is really aimed at ending the life of the wretched narrative, not life itself. The intention is good, but the target is off. Meditation and other weapons of wisdom put the real target in focus and can literally save lives. End quote. I'm saying that to you to know that spirit is calling you, especially if you're someone into spirituality and you're familiar with tarot. The Ten of Coins and the King of Cups is the two cards that I pull that are relevant to this particular message. And from two different websites, it says, and anybody who knows anything about the Ten of Pentacles, that is like abundance, that's wealth, that's all kind of stability. But the King of Cups is emotions, it's relationships, and it's intuition. And when you put those two cards together, that is like the ray of hope that a lot of people need. It is it's the position of influence, it's the person of influence that with the emotional intelligence that's nothing like the narcissist, just like another chosen one who is in a position to extend that hand. That is power couple energy when those two cards are put together. That is the thriving career, that is the finances you need, that is the relationships that you need, it is the opportunities, it's everything that's opposite of the suffering that you are enduring or that you have been going through. So I'm here to say to you that if this is you and you're going through this, that suffering is optional. Taking your life, or even consider taking your life, or even considering taking the life of your narcissist, unless it truly is a life or death situation with this person, and it has to be self-defense, you do what you have to do. But it's not always the best answer, taking someone's life. People are on this planet, all of us are here because there's something that we need to endure, that's something we need to go through. And yes, it can be trying, and yes, it can be hard, but I'm here to tell you it's just certain suffering that if you have the power to learn the lesson and move on from there, do it. Don't sit in something that you otherwise could easily say, I get it, I got it, and I'm gone. And then gone meaning I'm removing myself from this situation and I'm going to a deeper place in my life, a place of milk and honey. I'm going somewhere other than here because this place is, I'm shaking the dust off my feet and I'm leaving this place because this is not the place for me. And you move into that area, that spirit, that source, that God, that the divine is showing you. So if this is a message that has really resonated with you, I encourage you to visit my website, divinelypreservedhealer.com, divinelypreserved healer, healer.com. And you can learn about the different services that I offer, from energy healing to holistic wellness, to yoga, private yoga. I do a lot of services online, but I also have a location currently in the North Louisiana area if you would like to visit me in person. And I hope to hear from you soon, and I sure hope this message resonated with you wherever you are in life, to know suffering is optional and there's always a way out. And this is your word to show there is hope and that ray of sunshine is around the corner. I know it feels like it's winter. I know it's probably felt like winter for decades, but I'm telling you, keep the faith and you will come out of this. Just look to your left and look to your right, because spirit is going to send you that answer, that direction, that point of where you need to go to get yourself out of where you are and get yourself in a place of abundance, happiness, and joy. Until then, signing off. Bye.